USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting a deal he struck with Mexico to avert tariffs.
Mexico is doing a great job at the border, really helping us. We want the Democrats to help us as much as Mexico, and we'll have absolutely no problem at the border. We'll clean it up very quickly.
President there speaking to reporters at the White House before heading off to Iowa. President Trump also took a swing at former Vice President Joe Biden, calling him the weakest mentally in the field of 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls. Elected officials and advocates are calling for permanent funding to the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Lawmakers in D.C. heard testimony from comedian and advocate John Stewart, who doesn't understand why this is not a bipartisan bill passed tomorrow.
Why this bill isn't unanimous consent and a standalone issue is beyond my comprehension, and I have yet to hear a reasonable explanation for why.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is telling Fox News that Mexico is taking new steps to curb illegal immigration to the United States.
We've seen them step up in an unprecedented way. They went from doing this process in 3 or 4 locations to border-wide, which we think will have a great deal of impact.
Baseball legend Big Papi David Ortiz is recovering after being shot in the back in the Dominican Republic. Now Ortiz is back in Boston thanks to the help from his former team, the Boston Red Sox. Boston residents and David Ortiz fans tell Fox News they're very concerned.
We kind of stayed up all night, refreshed on Twitter. He was my favorite athlete growing up. I don't know about...
And as someone who embodied the whole city the way he did, took pride in this team and this city. I mean, you saw what he did after the marathon. And for him to be behind this city the way he was, we all need to be behind him.
Authorities have the shooter in custody and are continuing to investigate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
In light of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, which is June 15th, the FBI office in Phoenix, Arizona, is raising awareness about cyber scams that target the elderly. I had a chance to catch up with Kate Fazzini. She's a cybersecurity reporter for CNBC. She also has a new book out titled Kingdom of Lies, Unnerving Adventures in a World of Cybercrime. And my first question to her was, what was some of the most interesting and shocking things that she was able to uncover in this book?
The very beginning, one of the most surprising things to me was how much like American businesses these cyber criminal organizations are run. And that started well before even I had gone into journalism when I was working as a cybersecurity practitioner. And so I sought out and found people involved in this underground and just got this amazing portrait of these entire towns changed by cybercrime across Eastern Europe with just tons of money flowing in from the U.S. and from Europe, from the crimes that you're really familiar with. And so from there, I just wanted to, you know, take a microscope to what is really going on there so we could learn something new.
Fazzini also says that social media companies have an impossible job ahead as they rely on algorithms that promote disagreement and therefore outlandish statements and, as President Trump calls it, fake news are often promoted on their site. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.